From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev have signed a new strategic arms reduction treaty to cut the two countries' nuclear arsenals by about a third. Relations between the two former Cold War adversaries have been cool since Russia's 2008 war with neighboring Georgia. Mr. Obama says the treaty signing demonstrates a new and better direction.
Our relationship had started to drift, making it difficult to cooperate on issues of common interest to our people. And when the United States and Russia are not able to work together on big issues, it's not good for either of our nations, nor is it good for the world. Together, we've stopped that drift and proven the benefits of cooperation.
The new treaty must be ratified by Russia's parliament and by the U.S. Senate with a two-thirds majority. White House staffers are already lobbying there. U.S. military officials have decided not to reopen an investigation into a 2000 shooting by American helicopters in Iraq that led to the deaths of two Reuters News employees. NPR's Tom Bowman reports on the renewed interest in the deaths this week after a watchdog group released a video of the incident.
The shooting deaths of Reuters photographer Namir Nur el-Din and his driver already were investigated by the Army shortly after the July 2007 incident. Both men were walking through a Baghdad neighborhood with some suspected insurgents when they were shot, according to the military. Rear Admiral Hal Pittman says officials see no need to review or reinvestigate the combat action, since there were two Army investigations back in 2007. Those investigations found the helicopter crews were not at fault when they opened fire on the group of men. The military investigators say some of the men were carrying assault rifles and rocket-propelled grenades. But the investigators also found that the helicopters mistakenly thought the Reuters photographer was carrying a gun. Tom Bowman, NPR News.
A bomb scare on a flight from Washington to Denver seems unlikely to result in any criminal charges. A diplomat from Qatar was taken into custody after he was caught smoking in the airplane's restroom. Here's more on that story from NPR's Jeff Brady.
The man reportedly made a joke about lighting his shoes on fire, an apparent reference to the 2001 shoe bomber. That put authorities on high alert. The plane landed safely in Denver and everyone on board was interviewed by the FBI. Chicago resident Mary Shea says the atmosphere on board the plane was pretty low-key.
Everyone was calm. It was strange. I mean, everyone knew something was wrong. When we were on the tarmac, we were just sitting there and it was evident that there was something really wrong, especially when we saw the police cars.
Qatar's ambassador to the U.S. called the whole thing a misunderstanding. He says the man was traveling on official business and that he wasn't engaged in any threatening activity. Jeff Brady, NPR News at the Denver International Airport.
This is NPR News. An opposition coalition in the former Soviet Republic of Kyrgyzstan says it is forming an interim government after protesters forced the president to flee the capital for a city in the south. The demonstrators are angry about arrests of dissidents and heavy-handed tactics used by President Kumanik Bakiyev. The U.S. uses a military base in Kyrgyzstan to support military operations in Afghanistan. Virginia Governor Robert McDonnell is trying to put national controversy to rest over his declaration of April as Confederate History Month without an initial mention of slavery. Craig Carper of member station WCVE reports on how that story is playing out.
Governor McDonnell's initial proclamation intended to honor Confederate soldiers, but made no mention of the institution of slavery. After 24 hours of national media attention and condemnations from African-American lawmakers, McDonnell inserted a new section calling slavery an evil and inhumane practice. One of Virginia's former governors and the first elected African-American governor in the country, Doug Wilder, commended Governor McDonnell's ultimate revisions, but said he questioned whether it was necessary to celebrate the Confederate era at all.
Virginia crossed that threshold 20 years ago when they decided to elect an African-American grandson of slaves to head its state. That's the message that should be sent about Virginia. We don't live in the past. Those who live in the past are doomed to repeat it.
While previous Republican governors issued similar proclamations, Governor McDonnell's two Democratic predecessors declined to do so. For NPR News, I'm Craig Carper in Richmond.
The government says new claims for unemployment benefits rose unexpectedly last week, but people receiving benefits for more than a week dropped to the lowest level since December of 2008. This is NPR News.